Casey Pearson, how are you?
Hey, man, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. So here's what you did. You just called KHOM. My name is Mike. We're in Humboldt County, California. You saw the tweet that we put up, and I played your rap earlier today.
Cool.
How would people know you?
There's a lot of different ways that they might know me, but I feel like the most likely one is that I am in an Allstate commercial that has been running pretty heavily for like a year, in which I play a kind of hippie-ish dude who rear-ends like an old businessman, and then I end up speaking in the voice of Dennis Haysbert, the Allstate spokesman, and I get recognized pretty frequently from that because I have kind of a distinct look with like the long hair and the beard and stuff.
It's a luxurious beard that you're sporting.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is sort of varied in length. It's pretty short right now. This is kind of my like on the go beard. But when at home, I like to let it grow out a little bit more. Kind of more of a Gandalf and roadie for the Charlie Daniels Band kind of look.
Of course. Now, what I know about you is limited to what I've heard you do. You were on the best show on WFMU.
Yes.
You were on Mark Maron's WTF.
Yes.
And did you do a Fresh Air too?
I didn't. That would be cool. Maybe an imposter me did. I would love to do Fresh Air, but I unfortunately haven't yet.
Just in general, these are the circles of excellence in which you travel. But for some reason, I mean, you've done, you know, Upright Citizens Brigade. You've got the YouTube thing. But I thought you were signed to Matador. That's not true, right?
No. I think you may be confusing me with AC Newman.
Oh!
I think he's on Matador.
There it is.
He's also known as the lead singer of the New Pornographers.
Carl Newman,
Great band who I very much enjoy, who I actually thank, not because I know them personally, but just because I listened to their music a lot when I was writing this book I'm promoting. I thank them in the acknowledgments. So I am not AC Newman, unfortunately, but I would like to be, maybe in another life.
But your world does intersect with music because, like Bonfire by Childish Gambino, that's my ringtone on my phone.
Oh, cool.
And you are on the Childish Gambino record.
Yes, I am on, I have some guest verses on a lot of his early stuff because we were actually like buddies in college, and we are in a comedy group together called Derek, who made a movie called Mystery Team that came out a few years back. And then he has a like a spoken word thing at the end of his album Camp that came out, I guess, a year or two ago now. And I wrote that like spoken word piece at the end, and like Questlove ended up doing the drums on that track, which I was super excited about because I am a longtime Roots fan. So it was pretty neat. It's kind of it's like a sort of a neat musical intersection, which is awesome for me because I'm mostly just a really big music fan.
You are, if people say like, oh, DC Pearson, like, what do? You have a lot of answers to that all make sense, you know, acting, comedy, music, etc. But you have a book coming out. You write for young adults.
This book is a young adult book. I had another book come out a couple of years ago that was technically like adult literature, not meaning like erotic literature or anything, just meaning like for grownups. It was about teenage boys, so it kind of ended up getting lumped in with like more young adult literature. And this one is like actually directly young adult, even though I think that grownups will also enjoy it. It's kind of a comedic fantasy adventure called Crap Kingdom, and it's about this kid who loves like Harry Potter and Chronicles of Narnia and basically anything where there's like a normal kid in our world who gets taken to another like magical fantasy world where he gets told, hey, you're the chosen one. And then that actually happens to our main character. He gets taken to a crazy magical fantasy realm and told he is the chosen one, but it turns out that the magical fantasy world in which he's the chosen one is really, really crappy, hence Crap Kingdom.
Oh my God. So is this like an antidote to something you had to go through? Like you read a bunch of like junky lit when you were in high school and said, somebody has to fix this?
I mean, I did read a good amount of fantasy literature when I was a kid. I mean, it's not really intended to be like, you know, me it's not intended to be like making fun of fantasy literature per se, as it is meant to just be sort of like a loving goof on fantasy literature. But it also, I think, functions as like just a straight up like fantasy adventure, as well as being funny, because that is a lot of stuff that I like, even though I do think that there are conventions a lot of times in a lot of like sci-fi and fantasy, like, you know, there being a prophecy and a chosen one and this, that, and the other, that have been around for so long that it's like fun to kind of reverse them or have fun with them instead of just doing another straightforward one.
Again, the reason that you're on the phone with us, again, if you're tuning in, DC Pearson, we played this rap this morning that he has done, in which you are trying to boost pre-sale numbers. So everybody who pre-orders your book, Crap Kingdom, first of all, they get a book when it comes out. But exactly. You will also wrap their name in these clips. Let me see if I can get a clip of that going real quick, because it's... You've got mad decent flow. Let's pull that up here.
Anderson's really got that book crave, and I sold him to Kasasha, Megan and Haven, crazy and brazen. I think I'm rare basement. I can't let it be. I'm not the replacement. So books to Scott Davis and Cody McLaughlin, Wilbur.
It was right there when you dropped the replacements reference that I was completely...
You fell in love?
Yeah, it's like, I've heard of this dude in like five different ways, and this is the thing that makes me want the book at this
That's
point.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, if people want to get written into a custom rap, they have one more week on the dot to do it. The book is coming out March 7th, and I'm doing it for everybody that pre-orders the book. If you go to crapkingdom.com, it has instructions about how to pre-order in a way that will let me know that you're doing it, and then I can write your name into a song, and then I'll email you when it goes up. But basically, like, the impetus for it was just wanting to have a way to like know that people were actually pre-ordering the book, because if you're an author and your book is coming out, all of your pre-orders that you get, they stack up to your first week of release. And so you can potentially, like, if you work really hard, as I've been trying to do, you could potentially, you know, make it onto the New York Times bestseller list, because books in general kind of sell so few copies that it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. It sort of depends on what else is coming out that week, but every single copy that I sell really does help and is a really huge boost to that goal of mine. So it was kind of just a way to make sure that people would actually like pull the trigger and buy the book. And then, as you said, that's just sort of a side thing. Obviously, the main attraction is then you get a book, like, you know, a week from now.
So you're about 100, 150 names in. Are you going to be stuck with this concept for some time?
I mean, I probably anticipate doing another, I mean, hopefully by the end of... It's kind of a mixed blessing, because the more I sell, the more I have to do, obviously, but then the more I'm doing, the more that lets you know that I've like sold a bunch of books. So I'm trying to do a bunch in the next week. Because obviously I want people to be aware of it and be aware of it while they can still do something about it, i.e. pre-ordering the book. So I'm going to try to do a bunch in the next week.
So get your name in a rap by the DC Pearson. You know what I was thinking of? I just remembered. I didn't hear you on Fresh Air. I heard you on Jason Sims Puts You in Your Place.
Oh, wow. I mean, it is kind of my Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Exactly. That's, you know, it's an easy mistake to make. I think a lot of people, Terry Gross, Jason Sims, kind of, they have so much in common. We got to move on this here in a sec. I'm amazed that you reached out to us call.
Thank you. I mean, the power of Twitter. I just happened to see you talking about it, and I was very excited, and I appreciate you kind of showing some love.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of love. In fact, this is what I wanted to close with, because your idea of putting, like, you know who Rap Master Maurice is?
I don't.
Okay.
He sounds like he might be a mime.
No. Yes. No, what Rap Master Maurice does is you can PayPal this guy like $14, and if you have a beef, he will settle it with his lyrical prowess. He'll like write a custom rap based on whatever scenario you describe
cool.
to him, and then he'll just leave that on your foe's voicemail.
That's great.
So this custom rap game is, I think it's going somewhere. But what I was telling the morning DJ here, God, this DC Pearson idea is so good. We should steal it for charity. And then I was like, well, we would have to get permission for that. But if we were to do a thing where custom wraps were co-opted for like the local food bank, could you sign off on that or at least not sue us?
I give it my stamp of approval. I hereby co-sign your for charity, custom, your charity wrap idea.
All right. DC Pearson, it's an honor to talk to you. And,
well,
and
thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for calling. You can follow him on Twitter. And he's at DC Pearson. You should do it. He's a funny dude. All right. I was not expecting that, and now I don't know what to do. Let's play Calexico. We're going to go with this. It's